Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Celebrate, sing, tell. Today we look at Psalm 145, starting at verse 3. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. There they are, your new group. It's so exciting. They're so excited. Well, many of them are. Two children are hovering in the corner, barely making eye contact. Some are racing around the room like it's an outdoor track. One is clinging to Mom with no hint of letting go. Here they are, your group, your class. It's just like the teacher videos, right? You take a breath and plunge ahead. The first days of a new group of children can include all of the above. Even for veteran teachers, it's a time of settling in and building relationships one child and one family at a time. Soon this space will feel like home to the group. Routines will become, well, routine. Relationships will grow, activities and lessons will provide the opportunity for each child to grow and develop. Of all the things you teach and all the things you share, you get to share something even better than colors, numbers, letters, and how to function in a group. You get to wrap it all in the gospel. Every day you get the opportunity and privilege to tell the children, and sometimes their families, about Jesus. Do you ever feel like, me? I'm not sure I'm equipped to do this. It's a humbling privilege that the Lord asks of us. But you're not alone. God is with you each day. The Holy Spirit promises to bless it all. And you have the best prep book of all, the Bible. It's full of all the things today's verses talk about. God is so great we can't completely understand all that He is and does. His works? They're amazing beyond words. Creating the world in each of us, parting the Red Sea for the Israelites, keeping His promises to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, turning water into wine and raising Lazarus from the dead. The list goes on and on. The more you know about all God has done, the more you can share with the children before you. God has done amazing things, but most amazing is what Jesus has done. Because of Jesus, all those sins with which we struggle are forgiven. Because of Jesus, God looks at us as His daughter, His son, His child. Because of Jesus, we have the promise of heaven, and you get to tell that every day in the Bible stories, the prayers, the songs, and the simple conversations with children and their families. This year, make it your goal to spend quiet, focused time each day in God's Word and marvel at all He has done. Then, praise, celebrate, joyfully sing, and proclaim. Tell and tell about God and His love and grace for you, for the children, for their families, for all. There they are. God be praised. May He bless their growing faith and yours as well. We pray. Dear Father, sometimes I can't believe what I get to do each day in my classroom. Most of all, I can't believe that You have chosen me to share Your gospel message. Help me to grow in faith and in faithful commitment to tell and tell about You. Then bless those who hear that they can grow in faith as well. Bless this year, this new class, and all we do together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.